Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Profits from price hikes on fresh produce in grocery stores over recent months are not reaching farmers. I caught up with New South Wales Farmers Horticulture Committee Chairman Guy Gaeta to hear more about the issue.
It's really distressing when food and vegetables have gone up or are going up by around 10%. Reason being, because we were shortage of pickers. Yes, we were short pickers. We paid a little bit extra, but farmers are not getting anything extra. It's somebody else's gain, which is the major retailers. Because all the farmers' markets around the state are virtually closed down because of this COVID, they're getting a lot more people funneled through their stores. So it's a good reason to put the price up and just blame somebody else. I was up there the other day, $9.50 for a kilo of just normal beans, $6 for lettuces, $7 for tomatoes a kilo. They blame drought. They blame national disasters because the price going up. It's inexcusable. The consumer is just getting misled. They think, oh, well, the farmers have to pay a bit more for the harvest of fruit. But that's not the case. The farmer is not getting any extra.
Yeah, absolutely shocking. Have you guys, been to the watchdog? What's gone on there?
We got ACCC, but they've come back to us many times and they can't control it. It is not against the law to price gouge. So you can charge whatever you like. If people are pay for it, you're not doing anything wrong. So that's where we're at. The only way that they drop their prices is consumer reaction.
Certainly not looking good at all. And I think that consumers would be surprised to learn that you guys aren't receiving those extra funds from those price hikes. And potentially that will help. But as you said, there's quite high demand for food at the moment. So that's giving those bigger wholesalers reason to drive up those prices.
They're putting the price up because they know that they can sell it. The only way that they're going to drop the price is for people to stop buying, and then it actually hurts the farmer because then the price goes down even further. But the bottom line is, whatever the price you see there, it is not nowhere near what the farmer is getting. Some people think, oh, the farmers must be doing all right. No, they're not. They're barely doing production costs. It's a huge problem, and farmers choose to do what we do. But I think the consumers are the worst ones affected because in times of COVID, with this COVID, everybody's short of money and they take advantage of you.
That's it. As you said, there's so many, you know, industries and businesses doing it tough right now. It obviously isn't a good feeling knowing these larger wholesalers are capitalising from that rising demand.
Exactly right. And the worst one, they're passing the blame down the chain as if it's, we're getting more money. We're getting the 10% because we pay more for the pickers. Geez, I wish they'd done that for real. But, yes, that's the way it is. I just wish we can get some better legislations to protect the consumer. In the farmer circle, you talk about the ACCC, the only thing they say is they're just toothless tigers. So I'm sorry to say, but that's the way it is. To see people paying so much money for the produce and that the farmers find it hard to make a living out of it, that's just shameful.
Yeah, and I guess as you touched on, we need to see, you know, some legislation strengthened, I guess, to increase that transparency. We do need that.
Yeah, exactly right, Sophie. Hopefully things will change. If things don't change, I can tell you, 10, 15 years from now, you'll be eating mostly the produce from overseas because there won't be many farmers left, honestly. It's not catastrophizing. It is a fact.
That's New South Wales Farmers Horticulture Committee Chairman Guy Gaeta. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can email ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.